Good morning, everybody. So we have to start. We are already 2 minutes late. Anyway, so I'm very pleased to welcome you to this session dedicated to urban soils functions and evolution and services. And I will give you a few words about the frame in which this session was organized. And so I'm Jean-Louis Morel, I'm the chair of this working group 6, which is called SWITMA, so of urban, industrial, traffic, mining, and military areas of the IUSSS. And thanks to Gopal Tour and Maxime Levin, we could have this session organized. And a few words about SWITMA. So it's dedicated to urban soils, I mean to soils which are strongly anthropized, and to stimulate interdisciplinary research, and probably more importantly is to increase the impact of soil science in the decision making within the urban environment. And the activities of SWITMA, so we have a conference every 2 years. So you have here the succession of conferences since 2000. One was organized in New York City by Rich Ho, who is in the room, in 2009. And the next one, of course, we have a dedicated symposia to IUSS congresses and at meetings like this one. This is the first symposium about SWITMA at the SSSC meeting. And the next SWITMA conference will be held in Mexico City, next year, in September 20th to 25th, and it's organized by the National Autonomous University of Mexico and the Mexican Soil Science Society. So have a look on the website. It's just type SWITMA 8, so it will come at the first line. And please look at the site, and we will be very happy to have you coming down to Mexico. Okay, and just some key words about this session. So we are going to talk about ecosystem services, carbon storage, carbon sequestration, infiltration, soil survey, microbial diversity and anthropogenic activities, and the use of biosolid amendments. So a large array of subjects which cover actually the title, functions, evolution and services. It's not, comprehensive, but we have a hint of all those items. Okay, so, and I will ask the first speaker with me, and right on time. And I will talk about the ecosystem services provided by soils of urban, industrial, traffic, mining, and military areas. And this is a contribution of colleagues Claire Chenu and Klaus Lorenz, who is in the room. And you may have guessed I'm from France. And so I belong to the University of Lorraine, not far from Germany. And I've decided to work on the combination of ecosystem services and SWITMA to have a look with different than the one we are having we have had so far. Okay, and the outline is just a few words about challenges of urban ecosystems, then what do we understand with SWITMA, and what are the ecosystem services, and very important aspect to my mind in urban areas is soil engineering. All soils are artificial. They are engineered. They are designed. So this is something which is important, in which soil science should be very, should be part of it. And of course, a conclusion. So this, regarding the challenges, so you know that the population, world population increases, and it increases sharply in cities, and 70% of the population will live in cities by 2050. And the consequences of this phenomenon is the urban sprawl, as you can see on this figure. This is in France, but many areas, many countries are concerned by this problem, and the consumption, soil consumption, land consumption, and the figures are about 250 hectares which are converted every day from agricultural land to urban land. And when people interested in the management of the ecosystem environment talk about the city of tomorrow. Sustainable, it should be sustainable, resilient, self-sufficient, biophilic, and adapted to global change, and so on. But they rarely talk about the soil. But when you think about the role of the soil in those objectives, it's I think there is a problem we have to deal with. I mean, soil science should be more present. And the for a long time, it's not true for some countries now, but for a long time, urban environment has been considered as a forbidden city. So this is a soil map in France, but there are many other soil maps which look the same when it comes to urban areas. So what are the questions which are addressed to soil science? So we need to know about the functions of the soils in the urban environment, and how can we build sustainable cities and preserve our soil capital, so taking into account the soil, and how can we get more ecosystem services from the same surface area. So how can we optimize the use of the urban soils? Let's see what the sweet mass. So this is a very simple diagram showing the pedogenesis in an anthropized area where human beings are the main factor which determines the parrot material, and also the factors like climate, vegetation, and topography. So sweet mass are derived from this evolution under the human activity influence. And the soil are strongly modified. I won't go into the details. They are transformed, there are excavation, there are a lot of inputs of exogenous materials. And we generally use urban soils to designate soils of anthropized areas. And since 1998 in Montpellier, in France, SWITMA has been proposed to express the diversity of anthropized area. All those anthropized area have specific features. So we thought with Wolfgang Bogart in Germany, that soil in urban, industrial, and so on areas would reflect better the status of soils in anthropized area. And regarding the general features of sweet mass, they are generally composed mainly of coarse material, and they can exhibit a high organic compound, like this is a soil developed on combustion residues. We observed during the tour in New York City in 2009. They have a high pH in general, high bulk density and of course presence of a large array of contaminants. And the SWITMA are often sealed. They are, you know, just covered by concrete or houses and so on. As a result, there is a large variety of soils in strongly anthropized area, and as a result of the history of the city. And if we look briefly from, I mean, to have a range of the soil types, from pseudo-natural soils to technosol. Technosol is the group of the WRB. I know that you're more familiar with the soil taxonomy, which I'm not really. But anyway, technosol is a group which was proposed in 2006. And so from pseudo-natural soils, so you have loamy soils in urban forest, cambisol, urban agriculture, then anthrosol for horticulture, and constructed soils, soils which have been designed for specific purposes like site restoration, soil restoration. Green roofs, green walls as well, technosols of brownfields, then technosols derived from industrial sites like decantation ponds, and soils which are almost sealed, paved soils, and sealed soils. So you have an increasing in human influence on this slide, showing that we start from pseudo-natural to very transformed technosols. So let's have a quick look about soil classification. Each country has in its classification a reference for soils of anthropized area. So I will only stress on soil taxonomy, and thanks to the work of done in the frame of iCommons, a new, I would say, group, maybe I'm wrong, which is called human altered and human transported soils. And for the WRB, two reference groups have been proposed, anthrosols and technosols. So you have here a technosol, a soil which is developed on a former landfill. Also, we visited in 2009 in the Bronx, and according to the soil taxonomy, it's a loamy skeletal mixed mesotypic pseudotent, and according to the WRB, it's something like spolic garbic technosol calcaric, hyperartifactic, laxic, toxic vitric, and maybe some more secondary qualifiers. So those classifications are very useful for urban soil survey, as it has been done in the USA for New York City, and more recently for Los Angeles, and in the past for Baltimore, and so on. But now, if I were a urban manager, I wouldn't understand what is the meaning of all of this. So we have tried to combine something which is more understandable by urban managers and what we know about soil science and soil distribution in urban areas. And then I go to ecosystem services, which are provided by SWITMA. I guess you are familiar with ecosystem services. And this concept has been developed in the 2000 years, and more recently for soils, and you have here the main services, the main group of services which are provided by soils. I won't go into the details. So you have provisioning of food, wood, fiber, and for regulation services, it concerns water, air, climate, biodiversity, and cultural services are related to recreation, aesthetic, education, and spirituality. So all those services are aimed at increasing the well-being and regarding physiological, psychological, social and safety aspects, the needs we all require as a citizen, as human being. Okay, and I will try to show you a few examples of how we can combine soils and in urban areas, sweatmass, I should say, and ecosystem services. So let's go back to this slide with the set of soils, very contrasted soils, and we try to group them according to their ability to provide ecosystem services. That is really simple, and you have, of course, a decreasing potential from the left to the right, and so we grouped them into four groups: pseudo-natural sweatmass, engineered sweatmass, the sweatmass we are constructing to fulfill specific services, dumping site sweatmass, and sealed sweatmass. And so this is a proposal to have, the soils of enterprise area more understandable for urban managers, as I said earlier. And just to show you quickly example, so this is sealed sweatmass. The sealed soils are designed to provide the specific services, and so you have the list here for the for transportation of everything, human beings and energy and fresh water, but they induce several disservices, like, of course, there are poor plant support, they put the city at risk regarding flooding and the local climate, you know about the heat island effect and the poor biodiversity. And overall, the expansion of cities leads to a loss of agricultural land. A second example is the dumping site sweatmass, in the past, the steel industry would produce a lot of effluents, which were disposed of in basin, of course, the services expected were regulation, treatment of industrial waste, that's it, but we are going to see that it's we can be more optimistic about those dumping sites, as they may provide other services which were not taken into account so far. So let's have a look at the soil profile, which was studied by Herminio, who is in the room. And you see very high amounts of metals like zinc and lead, up to 10% lead. Zinc as well, several percent, so very toxic concentration, but despite this, since the stopping of the deposits, forest developed, which is very close to a natural forest. When we looked at the potential benefits we could get from this site, beside treatment of industrial waste, so this site has properties which help the control of water. There is biodiversity, and in some cases, biodiversity is higher than in natural situations similar close by. And it's a reservoir of raw materials, and we can imagine to produce biomass, and of course those are archive of industrial activities. From this site, the Statue of Liberty was made as well, at the Tour Eiffel in Paris. So there are some dust which were in relation with those two big monuments. And now we, okay, so ecosystem services is a combination of economy and ecology. So which economic value can we get? We still don't know, but I think it's an issue. Okay, I should go faster, check the time. And to finish, so just soil engineering, because I think it's one of the main challenges for soil science in the future. And how can we imagine to design soil to develop ecosystem services? And let's say constructed technosoils, which are aimed at restoring brownfield sites and providing ecosystem services using several material, non-natural material, compost, sludge, and treated soil. So building a soil profile, a new soil profile, and going to a new ecosystem with an increase over the years of the biodiversity. And this soil can be used for biomass production for the various purposes like energy, fiber, and so on. So doing this, we improve the provisioning and regulating services. But of course, soil science was present at the beginning. What is the most relevant mixture we should make to have a functional soil profile, and how the soil profile will evolve over the years? And the second example of soil engineering is green roof. So green roof are designed for, you know, many purposes, and if we look at the regulating services, I won't go into the details. Here there are numerous, probably all ecosystem services can be expected from green roofs, provisioning services, including garden roofs and cultural services. Just an example of the effect of green and wall roofs on the air quality. So with that, you can expect a decrease in contamination by NO2 and particulate matters. But we found recently that those green roofs can produce these services because the material which are used may introduce pollutants. This is for arsenic. We found in leaching water from various roof materials. So in some cases, we had a very high increase in arsenic in the drainage water, so which is typically a disservice. Okay, to conclude, SWITMA are diverse, complex, and distributed heterogeneously. They fulfill functions of great importance. They are main providers of ecosystem services, and they are manageable. They are in our hands. They should be in soil scientists' hands. And the research needs are how can we go now from soil survey to ecosystem services? How can we assess the economical value of those soils and the phylogenetic evolution? And probably ultimately, we would be not only delighted, but it would be relevant that urban manager ask us which soil should they have designed. Should we design to fulfill those specific ecosystem services we have decided to provide to citizens in the city? Okay, and we published recently a paper in the Journal of Soil and Sediment dealing with this. Okay, I guess I'm done. Just to remind you of this SWITMA conference, and thank you very much. I'm afraid there is no room, but maybe just one question, a quick question, if a quick comment or not. Otherwise, we go to the second talk. So, thank you very much.